Morning Watch, Experiencing, Enjoying, and Expressing Christ, Volume 4, Week 43. The Spirit speaking to the churches, the one who has the key of David, and the one who will dine with the overcomers. Monday, related verses. Revelations chapter 2, verses 1, 7, and 18. Verse 1. To the messenger of the church in Ephesus write, These things says, He who holds the seven stars in his right hand, he who walks in the midst of the seven golden lampstands. Verse 7, He who has an ear, let him hear what the Spirit says to the churches. To him who overcomes, to him I will give to eat of the tree of life, which is in the paradise of God. Verse 18, And to the messenger of the church in Thyatira write, These things says the Son of God, He who has eyes like a flame of fire, and his feet are like shining bronze. Revelation chapter 3, verse 7, And to the messenger of the church in Philadelphia write, These things says the Holy One, the True One, the One who has the key of David, the One who opens and no one will shut, and shuts and no one opens. John chapter 6, verse 63. It is the Spirit who gives life. The flesh profits nothing. The words which I have spoken to you are spirit and are life. 2 Corinthians chapter 3, verse 17. And the Lord is a Spirit, and when the Spirit of the Lord is, there is freedom. Matthew chapter 7, verse 24. Everyone, therefore, who hears these words of mine and does them shall be likened to a prudent man who built this house upon the rock. Ephesians chapter 5, verses 26 through 27. That he might sanctify her, cleansing her by the washing of the water and the word, that he might present the church to himself glorious, not having spot or wrinkle or any such things, but that she would be holy and without blemish. Revelation chapter 22, verse 17. And the Spirit and the bride say, Come. And let him who hears say, Come. And let him who is thirsty come. Let him who wills take the water of life freely. Related reading. In Revelation chapter 2 and 3, Christ is the Spirit who speaks to all the churches. At the beginning of each of the seven epistles recorded in chapters 2 and 3, it is the Lord who speaks to a certain church. But at the end of each epistle, it is the Spirit who speaks to all the churches. In Revelation 2 and 3, the speaking of the unlimited, life-releasing, sevenfold, intensified, pneumatic Christ to the seven churches at the beginning of each epistle becomes the speaking of the sevenfold intensified, all-inclusive, life-giving Spirit to all the seven churches at the end of each epistle universally. Here we see that the speaking Christ becomes the speaking Spirit, the Spirit who speaks to all the churches. This implies that the Father, the Son, and the Spirit are one. Christ as a Spirit speaking to the churches is a process trying God. Christ speaking and the Spirit speaking are one speaking. Christ speaks to a particular local church and the Spirit speaks to the universal body. This proves that the speaking Christ is a Spirit and that he speaks in the Spirit, with the Spirit, and through the Spirit. Whatever Christ speaks, that is the speaking of the Spirit. This not only indicates that the Spirit is the Lord and the Lord is the Spirit, but it also emphasizes that in the darkness of the church's degradation, the Spirit is vitally important, as indicated by the sevenfold intensified Spirit. It is significant that the Lord is speaking as a Spirit not only to a certain church, but to all the churches. The Spirit, as the eyes of the Lord, looks into the situation of all the churches, and He speaks concerning the whole situation. The Lord, as a Spirit, speaks to the churches without any limitation of time and space. While the church in a certain locality reads the epistle to Ephesus, the Spirit looks into the church in that locality and speaks to the ones there. The seven spirits of God are sent forth not only to Ephesus, but to the whole earth. The seven epistles in Revelation chapter 2 and 3 are words spoken by the Lord Jesus. But today when we read them, the seven spirits of God speak these words to us in our spirit for the purpose of God's administration. The Lord's word at the beginning is to a certain local church. But later, when the people from all the ages read it, it becomes the Spirit's speaking to all the churches. Whatever the Lord speaks is recorded in the Bible, but when we read it, the Spirit still must speak it. First, this matter proves that the Lord's speaking is a Spirit speaking, and that the Spirit's speaking is the Lord's speaking. This indicates that the Spirit is one with the Lord, and the Lord is one with the Spirit. The Lord speaks in the Spirit, through the Spirit, and with the Spirit, because the Lord is the Spirit, and the Spirit is the Lord. Furthermore, although the Lord's word was already spoken to a certain local church, today, when the churches want to hear His word, there is still the need for the Spirit to speak it. This indicates that the Spirit we have within us is the speaking Spirit. If the speaker were only Christ and not the speaking Spirit, He would not be able to speak words into our spirit, and His speaking would not be very subjective and touching. But as our experience testifies, if when we read these epistles, we are open in our spirit to Him, the Spirit will immediately speak something of Christ into us. Because the speaker is not the outward, objective Christ, but the inward, subjective Spirit, He speaks not only in the black and white letters of the Bible, but also in our spirit. Once we hear His speaking, something indelible is wrought into us, and nothing can take it away.